From the Bro Radio Newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. A man has appeared in court following the stabbing of a 17-year-old in Barry Island, resulting in a lower leg amputation. Idris Ahmed from Riverside, Cardiff, was charged at Cardiff Magistrates Court with wounding with intent and possession of a knife. The defendant denied any involvement in the stabbing. Ahmed was remanded in custody before his appearance at Cardiff Crown Court next month. The effects of repeated knocks to the head in women's rugby has become the centre of a new Cardiff University study. Fiona James, one of the 30 participants, stated that the lack of research in female athletes persuaded her to take part. James said that it isn't fair that the head injury assessment protocols for women is largely based off data from men's rugby. The study's lead researcher, Peter Theobald, affirmed that evidence may indicate that female brains could be more vulnerable to injuries. South Wales police have confirmed the death of an 18-year-old man from Ely following a two-vehicle collision at the Tumble in St Nicholas. The man was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash on Saturday. A 59-year-old woman and a 64-year-old man, both from Bonvilston in the Vale of Glamorgan, were taken to hospital following the collision. Police are investigating the circumstances behind the crash and are appealing for witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage. A teenager who lost the ability to swallow has made a remarkable recovery. Gloddy developed severe dysphagia following a virus, which left him unable to eat, drink, or manage his saliva. Cardiff and Vale University Health Board's Adult Speech and Language Therapy team treated Gloddy with pharyngeal electrical stimulation therapy. The therapists were left stunned as Gloddy was able to eat and drink again within only 2 weeks of treatment. In sport, Wales' poor away form in friendlies continued on the weekend after a 2-1 defeat to Romania. David Brooks scored for the visitors in the second half after coming off the bench in Bucharest. Craig Bellamy's side are next in action against Portugal in the Nations League in September.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
Stay. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to bring you on today's fantastic show? Well, we've still got a little bit of football action going on as we're going to look back at the Wales Women's World Cup 2027 qualifier match against Montenegro, and we're going to look forward to their game tomorrow against Chechnya. We're also going to have a look at Wales' men's friendlies that they had against Ghana and against Romania. And there's some interesting news coming out about a competition that's being held at the Principality Stadium, along with the still a bit of rugby action for you. So those Wales supporters, if you want to make the trip over to England, you can watch the men's and women's team take on the Barbarians. We're going to be bringing you the local cricket action, and we're going to have a look at the Community Awards, and we're going to speak about the winner of the Sports Team of the Year at the Pro Radio Community Awards. All that and more here to come at Pro Radio.
Absolute beginners. While in my life
So this is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler, at Pro Radio. And we're going to start off with the Women's World Cup qualifying for the 2027 World Cup, where Wales have taken on Montenegro on Friday. And it started well for Wales with a Hannah Kane penalty on the 40th minute. And Wales led at half-time by 1-0. And it was all looking bright and promising until the 79th minute when Montenegro scored the equaliser. And that was, I think that was a little bit of an unexpected result there for Wales, as Montenegro's only point they've picked up in this qualifying campaign is that point for a draw against Wales. But the really good thing for Wales at the moment, though, is they are guaranteed a European, the playoff place for the European qualification of the World Cup, and that was before a ball was even kicked in this qualifying campaign. But if they were to top the group, then they are guaranteed a slightly easier draw. And with that result that took place on Friday, they'd actually level on points and only behind the Czech Republic, who are sitting in first place on goal difference. And with one game to go, you guessed it, they're playing the Czech Republic, and that game is on Tuesday, so that game's on tomorrow, with kind of a winner takes all for the better route into the playoffs. They seem to be matching each other form for form, as in the last four international games for this qualifying group, both Wales and the Czech Republic have both won 3 and drawn 1. So they're level on points. There's only 2 goals difference in this. It's very tight. Albania are sitting in 3rd on 4 points, and Montenegro are sitting in 4th on 1 point. So they're pretty much out of contention for this. So it's kind of a winner takes all on Tuesday towards the World Cup qualifying there for the 2027 World Cup for Wales to make a playoff game there. And the men's team were also in action. They've had 2 friendlies. So their first friendly was against Ghana on Tuesday. And Ghana, who are using this as a World Cup preparation game, where they took the lead against Wales on 66 minutes. But in the 93rd minute, Lewis Kumas rescued a point there for Wales, and drew the match 1-1. And that was a significant game because it was actually the 150th anniversary of the FAW there as well, and it was a snazzy little snazzy retro kit that the players had on as well. It looked quite nice. Quite liked it as well. And then they also had another friendly, and that was on Saturday against Romania. And it's an interesting stat, they haven't won an away friendly for a long time. And unfortunately, that run continued. So it was 0-0 at half time, and Wales were playing some really good football. I'm going to say I think they probably should have gone in 1-0 down, as Romania were denied a goal for being offside. And when you looked at the replays, it's a good job VAR wasn't at the game there, because I think the Romanian striker was definitely onside. So they lived a bit of a charmed life in defence there. But they did go down to a 52nd minute goal by Romania. And then David Brooks scored a really good goal on the 63 minutes. And after that, Wales seemed to push on, and they seemed to be pretty much all over Romania for a while. But they were hit kind of with a sucker punch on the 80th minute, and Romania went on to win that match 2-1. Romania is still a good team, probably not the powerhouse they were 15 or 20 years ago in world football, but they're certainly building towards that. But again, it's a bit of a run out for Wales, and it's a bit of an anticlimax, I think, especially after the hopes when they got to the playoffs for the World Cup that they would be playing in sort of Canada, America, or Mexico this year. But that's not happened there. So a bit of a time to reset now and get ready for the Nations League action. But there is more other football taking place in a little bit of time in the Principality Stadium. And that's the English FA. They've confirmed that Arsenal and Manchester City will go head-to-head for the 2026 Community Shield at the Principality Stadium. And that's going to be on the 16th of August. And the kickoff's been confirmed at 3 p.m. And it's a bit of, I think it's due to a pre-planned concert that's already taking place at Wembley. So it's going to be the first time in 20 years that game has taken place in Wales, since they were rebuilding Wembley and they were using the Principality Stadium for a lot of the, well, all the big cup competitions for the English Football League. But it's the start of really the 2026-2027 season for the English Premier League as well, with this game going ahead before the before the season starts as properly. So it's kind of a friendly, but I don't think it's going to be a friendly when it's Arsenal against Manchester City, because they're both going to be vying for lots of silverware, I think, in the 2026-2027 season. So that brings you up to date with what's been going on with all things football related from around the Vale.
Pro Radio.
Miss school, miss out. Even a few days off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship, and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
Whatever the weather, we're making the most of the summer months here in the Vale of Glamorgan. Come rain or shine, every day at midday, we'll be serving up anthems that'll bring you good vibes and the urge to put those sunglasses on. Summer Anthems on Bro Radio with Cardiff and Vale College. Discover courses starting this September at cabc.ac.uk.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
No matter the weather, find a 5-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather.
With Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
Tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. memories. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Ooh, I'm Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Ain't working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look at what's been going on with the cricket action from around the Vale. And I know today we've had a really good day and Sunday was quite a good day as well. But Saturday, sort of the big one of the big cricket days for the Vale teams, was a little bit of a washout. It's not just a washout, I think it was the winds as well. And it certainly wasn't feeling like June there. You had to get all the waterproofs on, taking the dog for a walk, who seems to love going out when it's weather like that. But it wasn't great for the teams playing cricket. So the Vale's first team, they were playing Miskin's second 11. And the Vale's second 11 were playing Panteg's second 11. Vale's cricket team's third 11 were playing Monmouth's second 11, and their fourth 11 they were taking on Cunnan Valley's first 11, and unfortunately all of them games were cancelled. But if you're still looking for your cricket fix, then this weekend coming for the Vale Cricket Club, the first 11, they take on Brecon's first 11 at home in Corntown. The second 11, they take on Abercynon's first 11 away. And the third 11, they take on Chepstow's third 11 away. And the Vale Cricket Club's fourth 11, they take on Upper Rhondda's second 11. And they're at home in Wick Village Green. And Barry Athletic's first 11, they were supposed to be playing Pontminster and Crosskey's first 11. And the second 11 was supposed to be playing Sudbrook's second 11. And just the way of the Vale's matches as well, them two were cancelled on Saturday. But to look forward to on the Saturday coming, the Barry Athletic's first 11, they're away to Monkswood's first 11. And the second 11, they're at home and they're playing South Wales Sri Lankan first 11. And moving over to Penarth. So Penarth's first 11 were taking on Abergavenny's first 11. The seconds were taking on Blackwood Town's firsts. The thirds were taking on Hopkins Town firsts. The fourths were taken on Abergavenny's thirds, and the fifths were taken on Miskin Manor's fourths. And yep, you guessed it as well. All five of their matches were cancelled. as well. So I don't think many games managed to get past the weather this. I think it's certainly weather won, cricket around the Vale nil for this weekend. But there's matches to look forward to for the weekend coming. So Pennar's first 11, they're at home against Newport's first 11. And their second 11, they're away against Craig's first 11. The third 11, they take on Monmouth's first 11 at home. And the fourth 11, they take on Llandaff's fourth 11 away. And the fifth 11, they take on Abercorn's second 11 at home. So that brings you up to date with all the cricket action that unfortunately didn't take place around the Vale, but there's definitely cricket action to look forward to on the weekend. But up next year at Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music tracks, and this is Brian Reseer with Platform 11, and this is a new upbeat single from the South Wales singer-songwriter. Brian Reseer with Platform 8 from our local music playlist track. Is it a sports club or sports team that you think I should be talking about here at Bro Radio? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me, and you can do that by using the email address sport@broradio.fm, or you can find us on the social medias and drop us a line, and I could be asking you all about your sports team, sports club or sport that you think the people across the Vale should hear about. Better still, I could even invite you along to Bro Radio headquarters, and you could tell the people of the Vale all about the sport that you think everybody in the Vale should know about. If there's an event or function that you think people should know about, then just again, get in touch with me. Use the email address and I could be mentioning it here at Bro Radio. And that's exactly what Island Marine FC have done. So Island Marine FC is a grassroots football club based in Barry. And they were proudly established in 1993 and they're now home to 18 teams, ranging from the youngest to under fives all the way up to senior squads. And for more than three decades, the club has run entirely by volunteers who give their time, energy and passion to create opportunities for players of all ages and abilities. Maslin Park has always been home, a place where generations of local families have come together to play, support and celebrate the game that we love. But now they're taking an important step for the club's future and they're applying to take over the lease at Maslin Park. And this will allow them to make improvements that the players and coaches desperately need. The plans include carrying out essential pitch improvements, upgrading the changing rooms, installing a pitch barrier with removable dugouts and purchasing secure container to store the equipment and dugouts safely. These changes will not only improve the matchday experience, but they'll also ensure that Island Marine FC can continue to grow and will provide a safe, welcome environment for years to come. But to support this vision, their first fundraiser includes the current under 13 team, and they have set themselves an incredible challenge that they're aiming to run 3,300 kilometres. So that's 100 kilometres for each year the club has existed from now until the end, until the 1st of September. And their aim is to raise £3,300 towards their grand total of £20,000. And with what they're trying to raise, Island Marine FC, they're trying to raise a total of £20,000 to make all the improvements a reality. And every donation, no matter what size, will help create a better facility for current players to build a lasting legacy for the future teams, family and supporters of Island Marine FC. And if you want to know more about that, then you can just go on the social medias and search Island Marine and it will come up. And there'll be a link to the fundraising page there. So that's look forward to seeing what happens with Island Marine FC in the coming months there. And it kind of just echoes everything around the Vale. I mean, sports, it's not just the sports team. I think it's the community spirit as well. And that's a really good thing to see. Up next, Liverpool Radio, what we're going to do, I'm going to be bringing you just a little bit of rugby news.
Bro Radio.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
YMCA Barry Gymnastic Club is a great place to get active. Our experienced coaches run fun gymnastics classes for all ages with no experience necessary. Our inclusive sessions are tailored for everyone, from toddlers to adults. So whether you're learning the ropes or wanting to perform competitively, YMCA Barry's Gymnastic Club is the perfect platform for you. We run drop-in pay-as-you-go gym babies and gym tots sessions too. Visit ymcabarry.org.uk, click gymnastics and register today.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Martha can move for
met a lassie in a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make a mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? A little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the
is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we do have just a little bit of rugby news. So, first of all, there's still games going on, and it involves Wales, and it's not long away now, so just over 2 weeks away, if my maths is right, where the Wales and the Barbarians actually have a double header. So they've got a 2 o'clock kickoff for the men's and a 5 p.m. kickoff for the Barbarian women versus Wales women. And if you do get one ticket, you get the both matches there as well. On there, so that's sort of some international football still going on there, where Wales get the chance to go out and play against the Barbarians. It's always a bit of an interesting match. I've seen a few Barbarians games against Wales, and sometimes you're a bit not sure who you're supporting there, because you've got the Wales that you always support because it's Wales, and then you get some Welsh players playing for the Barbarian team as well, and you're like, oh, should I be cheering them on as well? But what if they scored against Wales? So it's always a little, for me, it's always a bit of a confusing one of who I'm supporting there. But it's going to be an absolute fantastic doubleheader. It is in the it is in Twickenham, so the Allianz Stadium. So Wales are actually the away team to the Barbarians. But it's good match, and we will be certainly having a look at how they get on. And it is a Barbarians team, but I think the way that the men's and women's international teams are playing at the moment, I think it could be a confidence boosting win if they get a win against these teams as well, the Barbarians teams in their respective matches. At the end of the day, a win is a win, isn't it? So that's something to look forward to. And just a reminder on the rugby side of things as well, that we mentioned last week that Barry Rugby Football Club, they have got their exciting new project going on where they're looking at expanding into a multi-sport community hub with a long-term vision, aims to promote year-round participation in sport to broaden some community engagement. And they've already said that they're bringing on board that into football. So Barry Football Club are joining the Barry RFC family, and they're also looking at bringing rugby league to Barry Rugby Football Club as well. Although rugby union will remain sort of the core sport for them there. But the club is holding its second drop-in event for viewing the latest community redevelopment project. Updates and an opportunity to speak directly with the project team is on Wednesday, June the 10th, and that's between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. So if you're interested in what's going on, if you just want to have a look at how the community redevelopment project is, or if you've got anything that you'd like to speak to about that, then certainly drop in between 5 and 8 on Wednesday to go and have a look at the community redevelopment project update. And as always, Barry Rugby Football Club are always welcoming new players, coaches, volunteers and supporters as they continue to grow. So again, that's your rugby news from around the Vale.
Together, you've got stuck in the moment.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And you've heard across the Bull Radio Network since Friday that our community awards that took place. And we announced our Sports Club of the Year, and that was sponsored by CardioCore Fitness. And I had the honour and privilege of meeting the three finalists. So the finalists were the Barry Amateur Swimming Club, fantastic, and they were celebrating their centenary year this year as well. It was Barry Rugby Football Club and Barry Athletic Football Club, and it was a really fantastic evening. But as you know, the winner of the Bro Radio Community Awards Sports Club of the Year, that went to Barry Athletic Football Club. And I managed to have a chat with their representatives on the night, and it's just fantastic what they're doing there. And I know this is mirrored across lots of other sports teams and sports clubs around the Vale, but I think they were really taken aback and they were shocked, and they were surprised. I think they were surprised to be nominated, and they were just as surprised, I think, when they were announced as the winners. But it's a big congratulations to them and to the things that they're doing there with the Barry Athletic Football Club. Again, it's another sports club that I look forward to watching develop, and seeing what they do on and off the pitch for seasons to come. But up next here at Bro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Lenny, mynwch le yng Ngholeg Caerdydd ar Fro ar gyfer mis Medi. Gyda llu o bynciau ar gynnig, rydych yn siŵr o ddod o hyd i'r cwrs delfrydol I chi. O beiriannau awyrennau I gelf a dylunio, o fusnes I therapi harddwch, o adeiladwaith I arlwyo, o ddrama I ddawns, o beirianneg I e-sports, mae'r dewis yn eang. Mae amser eto I wneud cais. Rhagor o wybodaeth yn cabc.ac.uk/cy.
At Case Cafe in Barry, you'll always find great coffee and good discussion. Our own blend coffee really hits the spot. And we now serve hearty breakfasts for the early risers and a tasty kids menu. Case Cafe has links with Case UK, who offer support for mental and physical health. And we're here, just in case. Pop in for a coffee or a catch-up. We're in the YMCA on Court Road, with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 3 on Saturdays. See casecafe.co.uk or find us on Just Eat.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.